well. Well. How you been? Shit. This is Gabe. And, yeah, I've been playing games and watching stuff. But nothing really worth talking about much. I mean, I've been wanting to talk about Warframe because that's what I've been playing. That's what I'm going to be talking about today. But as far as gaming goes, everything's garbage these days, man. It really is. It's just... It doesn't matter how good a game is these days, something bad's gonna happen to it. And that was my experience with Helldivers, and I made 2 episodes off of that. Just talking about my bad experience. Like, yeah, I still think it's a good game. They fixed the issues I had with it, but they didn't fix them in time, because I was already gone by then. By that time, I already discovered Warframe. I discovered it for the 3rd time, that is. But, yeah, before I start talking about Warframe, I just want to talk about some other shit, like, you know, I just have to mention the whole drama bullshit happening with, just fandom right now, with a bunch of motherfuckers coming into our space and just wanting to change shit, or pieces of shit like Games Workshop, even Bethesda. Making changes for people who are not going to buy their game. So, everything's fucked up right now. Gatekeeping is important. I don't give a fuck what you think. It's important. If not, everything you loved since you were a kid is going to get ruined. So, yeah, fuck that. But, yeah, I've been seeing... Just like YouTubers talking about how there's people going back and playing older games. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing that people are going and playing older games. And I hope that sends a message to the publishers and developers right now. Letting them know that they're releasing garbage at $70. $70? Are you fucking kidding me, man? Apparently in Canada, after taxes... It comes out to what would equally be for us $93 and change. And that's for a non-special edition game. That's just for a standard game. Yeah, fuck that. That's pretty fucked up. It's too much money. But, you know, somebody in the industry said the whole $70 thing's not going to last. You know what? Let's hope it doesn't fucking last. Because... Oh man, what was I playing? Because I did buy Spider-Man last year when it came out. Spider-Man 2 on PS5. I paid more than $70. I bought the special edition. But in 35 hours, I 100% the game. I got every achievement possible. That means I did everything. I did all the side quests, all the little mini games, everything in just 35 hours. That's garbage. Yeah, you know, with really weak boss fights too. That's also garbage. And Hogwarts Legacy. Dude, I got so many hours into Hogwarts Legacy. And I'm not even close to being 100%. Nowhere close. I got 62.2 hours into Hogwarts Legacy. And I only have 26 out of 45 achievements. And that game was only $60. And that's fucked up, right? Only $60? Like, well, now considering everything's $70? The game was delivered beautifully, man. No bugs. I never ran into any bugs in those 62 hours. Never ran into any bugs. Any problems. I was happy the whole time. I loved everything. I loved all the side quests. I loved all the characters. And it's by Warner Brothers. Well, you know, published by Warner Brothers. Which is fucking crazy considering that Suicide Squad is so garbage. And seeing also that it was developed by Rocksteady, it's even sadder. It's like, okay, dude, Warner Brothers. You guys did really good with fucking Hogwarts Legacy. Who developed Hogwarts Legacy? Actually, I don't know. That's one thing. I have no clue. But Hogwarts Legacy did a damn good job, or whoever developed Hogwarts Legacy, they did a damn good job. And I don't know. Maybe this explains why the main dude at Rocksteady just resigned the last year and took off. Maybe this explains everything. But yeah, like, speaking of going back and playing older games, what have I been playing lately? Well, that's Warframe. I've been playing Warframe. And the road there was a long one. It's a road that was set like 10 fucking years ago. And, well, last year, my love for Guild Wars was dying last year. And I wanted something new to play. And I mainly wanted hack and slash, or another good fun grindy game. So I went back to Destiny 2. And so since I almost have everything I want, or even almost everything in the game, my revisit to Destiny 2 was short-lived. Then I went back to The Division 2. And I'll always have a love for that game. Especially with its update to where I am now no longer crashing. Unless it's countdown. Which only happens when getting the loot from the last chest. For some reason. But other than that, it runs smooth. Countdown's also smooth. Just the whole last chest thing. It's a problem. But it is a new game type. Well, it's not new, but it's like the latest or last game type introduced to the game long after its release. So, yeah, it's still kind of buggy. And, you know, I completed both Destiny 2 and Division 2 season passes. It pretty much took like less than a week for each one. And I got bored again somewhat. And I still play the Division 2 like once a week or try to with some friends. So, while I was looking through my Steam library, I saw Warframe. And Warframe. A game that has lore so fucking wonky due to retcons that I just could never understand. For some reason, it was calling to me. It was just like, dude, come on, just play me again. Just install, play again. So, I first played it in 2014 for about a day or two with some friends. We're just like, oh, it's just like a faster Gears of War with ninjas. All right. I mean, it's cool, but it wasn't mind-blowing. So then, I stopped playing. Then in 2019, for about the, I'd say about the same time, you know, maybe like a day or two or maybe longer, I played it again, but I just couldn't get into it again. And I only went back because a friend was asking me to play. A friend from Guild Wars 2, actually. And, well, I after those days, I just never played again until February. Late February. And the only reason I went back also in 2019 was because there was some Twitch drops. Or not drops, but, you know, like Prime rewards. Where it's like, oh, you know, you're going to get this free Prime frame and his prime weapon, and I didn't know what the fuck it was at the time. So it was like Trinity Prime and Vectis Prime, a sniper. I didn't know what the fuck I was getting. I don't know how good they were or bad. So I was like, yeah, whatever. But yeah, for some reason this time I just decided to stay. I am no longer a Guild Wars 2 player. And it's no longer my main game. I've moved on. I did fall in love with Warframe. And that at one point I said, I wish I spent my time playing Warframe over Guild Wars 2. But no, I take that back. Because if it wasn't for Guild Wars 2, I would not have my best friend around. Or other good friends that I've made through the game. And I also kind of saved my best friend's life. So yeah, I'm very thankful for Guild Wars 2. But Warframe, I've been playing since February. It's April 20... Well, what's the day today? It's April 24th right now. I've got just over 1,000 hours logged in into Warframe. I don't mind being a dedicated player, coming in late after all, actually. But why, though? Why don't I mind coming in late? Because pretty much I have everything I wanted in the game. I am mastery rank 22. I have all the prime weapons and frames that I want. Everything else I'm collecting is just extra for extra mastery. And I keep playing because the gameplay is fun. You know what? I guess that's what this whole episode is just going to be about. You know, just my experience from Norma mode to Steel Path, which is a fucking joke. From a game that had no clear direction where it wanted to go at the beginning to this badass fucking epic story expansion that I took my time preparing to get ready for. Yeah, I didn't want to rush in, and I ended up... I didn't want to end up struggling during the New War playthrough, because I know the New War has a warning, like, hey, this can take 7 hours to fucking play, or whatever, and you can't access anything Warframe. Once you start it, you have to stick with it until the end. And I heard there was Railjack missions and Necromic missions, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to level all that shit up because I don't want to hit a brick wall and just get stuck. Fuck that. But yeah, I took my time prepping just for it. And, you know, I didn't want to be like other players who are like, oh, mastery rank 5 and they're already doing New War. Like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, there's just always motherfuckers like that in games who just get into a game. They want to reach the end. They want to just grind out to the to end game. They skip everything along the way. They get to the end. They do their little fucking raids. And then they're like, this game's boring. It's got no content. Like, dude, you skipped everything, you fucking moron. Yeah, there's a lot of gamers like that. And they're all fucking stupid. Yeah, they're all pieces of shit. Fuck them. I hate gamers like that. But yeah, no, I ended up taking my time. And finally, when it was time to play New War and get to everything afterwards, stuff like Steel Path or whatever, that's been... people have been able to access it earlier, easier, but since, oh, they released new content, they gotta up the standards to accessing Steel Path, which is fucking stupid, but, yeah, whatever. It's not like it's fucking doing anything. There's rank 5 motherfuckers just running around still fucking beating your fucking shitty AI game, but whatever. But, yeah, I finally get there, and I'm disappointed. Mainly by the community. And I'm talking about Steel Path community. Everyone else in the game is just nice. The community is nice, but when it comes to Steel Path and end game players, they're a fucking joke. So I've been streaming this game on Twitch the whole time. My whole experience has been streamed, and I have met many cool players. And many of them have given me advice, help, and they've been really giving and just caring. And I heard veteran players are always giving gifts to new players. And that's no lie. Sure, I might have started this game in 2014, but guess what? I still don't know fucking dick about it. At the time, I didn't even have 20 fucking hours on the game. I was still really new. So, I met a friend through Twitch who has helped me from the very beginning with advice, Forma, which is like a fucking drug in the fucking game. It's an upgrade material. And has been pretty much cheering me on as I, you know, progress through the story. And I'm grateful for everything he's done. And I've met other players who've gifted me so much, from color palettes to skins to even weapons and frames. And I actually had to ask one of them to stop. At one point, I was making a frame she enjoys using. And she asked me to speed up the process, which cost 50 platinum. And I was like, hey, that sounds cool. I mean, if she really thinks I'm going to like it that much, I don't mind spending the 50 platinum. So, platinum is a currency in the game. If you don't trade for platinum, you can buy it. 75 platinum costs like $5. 170 platinum costs $10. 370 platinum is $20. And 1,000 platinum for $50, and fucking so on. I think it goes up to like $200. At that point, you get like 4,300 platinum. And you can also play the game without ever paying for platinum, but it will cost you your time. Nothing is free, especially when your time is most precious to the investors / shareholders. To them, players online is what matters to them. So they will find a way to keep you online with fucking time gates, FOMO, you know, fear of missing out, and other carrots on a stick / fucking treadmills. But yeah, this chick asked me to speed up the process and said it would be worth it. And she was like, you know, I'll give you like a mod. It was like an augment for her. I was like, all right. And augments are like special mods for special, like for a specific frame. It'll give them like an extra perk. But she also gave me 200 platinum. Just there. She said 50 for the speeding up thing. And 150 to do whatever I wanted. So I was like, okay, fine. But I told her, don't ever do that again. And I told her, just stop giving me stuff. Like, it's cool, I appreciate it. But just stop. She asked if it's too much, and I didn't want to hurt her feelings. So I'm like, no, just, you know, kind of, yeah, just don't do it again. And I pretty much spent it on color palettes. Because color palettes are like 75 platinum each. And it's just all for fashion. So, yeah, I spent it all on palettes. But yeah, the game, entirely free. And I say that with quotes. Because again, in the end, you will pay with either money or your time. So nothing is free to you. But to them, it's a big win either way. So, there was at one point where I offered to... I was helping out some player, and I offered to give them a mod called Dual Rounds, because they were farming for it. And I even stayed to help them farm it out. And it turns out we both got it at the same time. And he said, since I was so nice, he rewarded me with giving me stuff. At the time, he was actually Mastery Rank 22. And I was like small time. I don't even think I was Mastery Rank 15. I was real low. But he gave me the Volt Prime set, Orthos Prime set, and Sindo, I think it's called. Sindo Prime. And he said he didn't need it, and he wanted me to have it since I was being nice to him and to help me raise my mastery. And the guy was so fucking cool, and we're still friends. So... there's another one too. There is one weapon that was given to me. A very expensive weapon that's been vaulted. You see, weapons and frames in this game are on a FOMO system. In time, they will be vaulted, you know, like fucking Disney movies. And when they're vaulted, meaning you can't buy them or they're not going to be obtainable through relics, which is the game's gacha system, the price on them in the player market will go up. So, I fell in love with glaives, and I wanted Glaive Prime. So I asked my homie, Ghost, who has like fucking 10,000 hours in the game, I asked what he thought of me saving up 300 platinum just to buy this vaulted weapon. Because I wanted his advice. Like, if he was going to say, that's crazy, don't buy that for 300 platinum, just wait, I would have waited. But instead, he's like, do you want it? I'm like, yeah. And, well, he gave it to me for free. Now, With him, it's different. Because it's him, I am okay with accepting his gift. I've known him for like fucking 10 years. We met through Mass Effect multiplayer, and he's just been the coolest fucking dude ever. And yeah, he's been my homie for 10 years pretty much. So of course I accepted it and renamed the weapon to his online username, which is Visible Ghost. With the space, which he doesn't like. He's like, dude, there's no space in my name. I'm like, yeah, but it just doesn't look right without the space on the weapon. I just didn't like it. It's like, I have to put the space, sorry. But there, it's a tribute to him, I guess, right? So, but yeah, you know, at first I was taking my time with the game. I was leveling up factions, farming here and there. But the grind in this game is weak. My homie, who's been giving me advice all this time, he used to tell me shit like, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it, it's grindy, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, I got tired of hearing his fucking sugarcoat fucking bullshit. And I just told him, dude, this game's fucking weak. It's a walk in the fucking park. This game is meant for casuals. I'm sure the investors hate the hardcore gamers who play this. The ones who love to grind. And there are things in place that let me know what I say is true. Like having a limit on how much you can do, like for a faction daily. How much standing you can do. Or how much standing you can get from a faction to level them up. Because if not, you could max them out in like a matter of days and move on. But no, you're limited to how much you can level up a faction per day. So you can keep coming back. And the lower mastery you are, the less standing you can get. So again, they figured out ways to get you and make you fucking go on with this. It's free. Yeah, again, when your time is like the most precious thing to them, it's not free. There's one thing that really pissed me off so much, I was thinking, you know what, fuck this game. And that's because I got flashbacks of Blade and Soul and fucking Diablo 4. And this all has to do with drop charts and numbers that I now believe are fucking garbage. I'm pretty sure it's garbage. But many will tell you, welcome to RNG, but when presented with fucking numbers, they have nothing to say. I was looking for Gyro Systems blueprints. I had everything else. Now, the system's blueprint has a 12% drop rate from bounties. But the gun I also wanted has a 9% chance of dropping. At first I was like, damn, I wouldn't mind the gun as well. But guess what? A 14-hour grind straight through, I had 0 gyro systems and 6 of those fucking Ultranox blueprints. Ultranox with a fucking 9% drop rate. I asked John, now that he knows the numbers, which should I have more of? The 12% or the 9%? And he said, statistically, you should have more of the system blueprints. And not only is the Ultranox the one with the lower drop rate, it even confirms it to you that, yeah, this shit's rare. It's a gold drop. With gyro systems being uncommon, it's a silver one. But even then, it's more of a double roll system, which is how they also fuck you. Your reward might be a common or uncommon, but then it has to roll again because each section, common, uncommon, and rare, have multiple rewards in them. So your first roll is going to be whether it lands on common, uncommon, or rare. Then the other roll is going to be, well, which reward does it land on now? Among the prize pool in there. Yeah, it's really fucking stupid how they get you. And again, They'll just have you thinking, oh shit, well it's just RNG. Dude, they do this shit to fuck with you, man. It fucks you even more. Imagine a slot machine. You're about to win, but then it busts out another fucking mechanic where you now have to get another matching set in order to win. Yeah, there you go. Fuck this shit. And the loot tables are fucking whack. Let's say you have to do survival or defense, where you can stay in it as long as you want. You are rewarded every 5 minutes. At 5 minutes, you get rewards from A, right? because the reward follows a pattern. You figured it would be A, B, C. No, because an extra 5 minutes is fucking eternity for them. Your 5 minutes. So you figure, okay, there's A, B, and C reward drops, right? Well, no. Because the community just are so... They're like Bungie fanboys, dude. They're just dick writers. That's all they fucking are, and they're okay with everything. A, B, C. This shit does A, A, B, C. Yeah, why? Because having you take a shot at the rewards at every 15 minutes on every drop table is a no-no. So they want you to stay there 20 minutes if you want to do all drop tables. So at 5 minutes, you get reward A. A drop from reward A. Because remember, there's multiple rewards in that drop, in that table. Then at 10 minutes, you get A again. Then at 15 minutes, you get B. And then at 20 minutes, you get C. And then it repeats itself. So 25 minutes, it'll be C. You know, 30. Or not Z, but at 25 minutes, it'll be A. And then 30, it'll be A again. And they're rigging the drops to keep you on longer. And it's even like this for bounties. They're done in waves, and each wave is a reward pool. So again, it's about your time. No matter how you want to look at it, it's not free. And they will do everything they can to keep you on. And the reason this is such a fucking problem for me that I bring this up, and yeah, I'm still going to keep playing the game, but I just don't like hypocrisy. And that's why I'm going to bring up next. Digital Extremes, the developers, are so anti-capitalists that they even made the Corpus faction, which is nothing but greedy capitalists, and the fucking developers capitalize on fucking everything. You want to fucking change the color of the interior of your ship? Fuck you, pay me. You're out of weapon slots? Fuck you, pay me. Oh, out of Warframe slots? Fuck you, pay me. Everything in this game has a fucking price. And it is rigged to the fucking extreme. You want a Kavat? The fucking cat companion? Well, that's going to cost you either time or platinum. You have to scan Kavats to get their genetic codes. And you need 10 codes to make a Kavat incubator. But you aren't always going to get the codes whenever you scan them. So, you finally get 10. Well, guess what? Now you need 10 fucking more to make a Kavat. Now, what type of Kavat is it? Well, it's all random. So, if it's not the one you wanted, you gotta go and farm out 10 more. And luckily, I found a fucking spot where I get 2 Kavat at spawn. Launch it. Oh, there's 2 Kavat. Cool. One of them drops a code. Alright, I just gotta wait 5 minutes to keep that code. Then I can exit, launch the game, or launch the mission again. There's Kavat. Cool. Do they give me codes? No? All right, abandon. Rinse and repeat. Same thing over and over. But then there's the frame Korra, who needs like 20 fucking codes or 30. Which, oh man, it's going to be a pain in the ass. Because, no matter what, you just need Kavat codes just to make her. And that's her normal version. You know, just save yourself the fucking bullshit and just go for the prime. But luckily for me, my first Kavat was a Smita. And thanks to my friend Elysium, pretty much my fucking mentor, he said, fuck it. And he just gifted me the last codes. Or a Kavat fucking starter kit or some shit. And it came out of Smita. He really wanted me to make it. At the time, I was like, oh, I need 10 more. Yeah, fuck that. I'll just get it in time. I don't have to get it now. I don't want a Kavat. And I use Helios, my companion, that scans like pretty much everything. So I was like, I'll get it in time. I don't need it now. I rather go do all this other shit. I got all the faction stuff I needed to get done. Like, to me, it was just like, I got the incubator done. I'm cool. Like, I can just get the Kavat codes I need in time. I don't need it now. But, yeah, my homie Elysium was like, yeah, no, fuck that. And he just gifted me the shit. He really wanted me to make it. And so I was like, all right, cool. You know, thanks. And I'm really grateful. I mean, it kind of sucks because I've reached a point in the game where I feel there's nothing to do. And at this point, I probably could have just been, fuck it. I mean, I guess I'll go farm the codes since I got nothing to do. And I also crafted my own Necromech. I farmed out every piece. I did all the dungeons on Phobos. Not the dungeons, but bounties. I did all the bounties on Phobos to have all the materials needed to craft a Necromech. I did the bounties to get the special parts that drop. The rare parts. And I'm actually proud of my Necromech. And I love my Necromech. Because almost everyone I've met in the game have paid for theirs. I have not met one person who has grinded out their Necromech. Maybe Elysium has, but everybody else I know or met have paid for theirs. And there's people who've asked me too. They're like, did you grind out your Necromech? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh man, that's crazy. I paid for mine. I'm like, dude, the grind's not even fucking bad. It's not. You want to know why it's bad? If you do consider it bad? Because your dumbass probably has your eyes set on fucking endgame. And you don't give a fuck about everything else in the middle of starter and endgame. I actually enjoyed the fucking game. Like, I enjoyed everything I was shown. I enjoyed the all the open world stuff. I enjoyed fishing. Going and capturing animals. Like, all that stuff is fun. Like, I really enjoyed it. Even mining for rare gems or just gems in general. Like, that was fun. I like doing all that stuff. I wanted all the fishing rods. Like, oh, I gotta have all the different types of fishing rods. I gotta have the different types of mining tools. I thought it was fun. I still think it's fun. And to me, it was just like, oh, I gotta go fishing. I'm gonna just play some music and just catch fish. That is fun. But there's people who just don't like doing that. And they don't want to do anything, so they'll just fucking pay their way. And that's how they get you. They'll put all these fucking obstacles just to get to one thing. And that way you can be like, well, fuck that. I'd rather just pay for it. That's fucking stupid, man. And these are the same fucking people that complain about Apple fucking charge so much for their shit. They're greedy. What the fuck? Like, dude, you got these motherfuckers charging you for color palettes. You don't see a problem with that? As for me, I fucking love capitalism. I love it. I just don't like when there's anti-capitalists telling you that capitalism is bad. And then they capitalize on fucking everything. That's my problem with DE. And then again, I hear DE is nothing but a bunch of fucking pussies that change a bunch of bullshit because they just can't decide where the fucking game is going. They changed a bunch of bullshit up. I knew someone who played the game, like, I think he said since 2012 when it was in beta. He was a founder. He actually had the founder's glyph and a founder's t-shirt. And he was like, dude, they fucking retconned this shit so much, they don't know what the fuck to do. And it's like, at first it used to be, oh, Warframe is just a suit. There's a person in there. But the lore's fucking changed so much that now it's like, oh, well, there used to be these people in the future, thousands, thousands, thousands of years after humanity. They were called the Oregon. And, oh my god, dude, the fucking lore is so whack. That's the thing, too. The lore is I'm like, okay, man. It's hard to fucking follow just because how fucking crazy, I wouldn't say batshit crazy it is, but like how fucking stupid it is. And it's just like, okay, the Orokin pretty much dominated the system. There was this void, and they're like, hey, we want to know more about the void. So they send people to the void, but then everybody fucking dies in the void, and they all come back with special powers or some shit. So then the Orokin fucking turned them into fucking operators, because the Orokin did some experiment on people, and that's how they pretty much, these people became Warframes. So Warframes were once living people, but because of this experiment, their skin turned to fucking metal, as I think one part of the story says, and they just, they're useless unless they have an operator who controls them. So, you know, think like gamer or whatever. And again, dude, the lore to this game, it's hard to follow. It's very, oh man, I don't know what's the best way to put it. I'm just going to say it's not that fucking interesting. What this game has going for it is its gameplay. The lore hasn't fucking, it hasn't had a grip on me at all. None of the characters are fucking memorable, except for the ones in the, that place in Phobos with Lloyd. All the animal characters, the fish, the bird, that little goat guy, those characters I like. And when I got their standing to max five, I was happy that they're alive. And I was really, I thought it was just really cute and adorable when you get to offer them comfort. And, you know, you put your hand on the glass for the fish and he's happy. You hug Bird 3's beak. That's probably like the most wonderful, beautiful fucking scene ever. I love that. And, you know, I thought those characters were like probably like the most memorable. And I just saw that last week. I barely got their ranking maxed out to 5 last week. And I'm just like, why can't every other faction be like this, where they're just that memorable? You know, they leave, or I mean, who knows, you probably fucking like them, but for me, those animal characters just, they really left an impression on me that I'm never going to forget them, and I love them. But that's it. They're the only fucking characters in a game I care about. I don't give a fuck about anyone else. And that's what this game lacks. It just lacks personality. It just lacks memorable characters. And I know a lot of people talk shit about Destiny, but Destiny's got a lot of those. That's the sad part. People talk all this shit about Destiny, and it just, they just can't compare when it comes to the lore. They can't. And yeah, I mean, speaking of retcons, Bungie has retconned a bunch of bullshit recently with Destiny. But it's not as bad as fucking Warframe. Because everything I've heard from the beginning to where we're at currently in Warframe is like, man, they changed a lot of shit. And, you know, speaking of which, there is another character, but it's actually a Warframe that I actually like. And that's a Sevagoth. And I like that Sevagoth was searching for its crew so they could be put to rest. And I really like that story. I think that was the other Tempest story, Tempestari. And I really like that side quest. And I really like the Railjack mission side quest too, where you put together your Railjack. And that's another thing too. Like, I love Railjack and Arcwing missions. I think they're fun. Especially because they remind me of one of my all-time favorite games, and that's Omega Boost on PlayStation 1 back in the 90s. I loved Omega Boost so much, and Arcwing missions are literally Omega Boost. It's instead of it being like a rail shooter, you get more like, I guess the best way to explain Arcwing missions are like, okay, two of my favorite games in the 90s that were also sci-fi. That's Omega Boost and Colony Wars. I really love Colony Wars. So that's what Arcwing missions remind me of. And then Railjack missions are sort of pretty much what I've wanted in video games too. And that's having your own ship. You get to have a crew. You get to fight other enemy ships. And you get to board enemy ships. Enemies get to board your ship too, and you got to fight them off. You got to put out fires. You got to repair repair holes into the ship that's been done through, you know, because of combat. You can even throw yourself in a fucking cannon and just launch yourself across space to another ship. You can have a friend get into the big cannon and just blow up a bunch of shit. Blow up big ships. And that's the thing. Like, you can have friends in there too. And they, we need more power. They can go down there and feed you more power. They can repair shit. That's the best part. It's like Sea of Thieves, but better. And you have to deal with some motherfucker just PvP coming in and ruining your PvE experience. Yeah, yeah. Railjack missions are fun, man. But yeah, the story. I didn't know where the fuck I was going with the story. I don't remember seeing anything telling me to play in certain order. It was just the game's like, here's stories, play them. I'm like, is there an order I'm supposed to play them in? Because if there was, you figure it would be like, oh, well, here's the next story. Beat it, and then you unlock the next one. No, the game's like, here's a bunch of them. Here, just fucking kill your ass. Play something. And so I took my time playing stories. I had to go to the website and look up, like, an order. And just, like, from the official Warframe site. Like, you know, like, because I need an order. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to play these specifically? And even then, the lore is just whack. A lot of it just, it was just uninteresting. And at the time, well, not at the time, but at the same time, it's also like, if it's not interesting, I'm just gonna play and not absorb whatever the fuck it's telling me, because it's just that boring. And I finally get to New War, and I enjoyed New War. I really did. I enjoyed it mainly because of its opening. And I thought the Drifter was a great character. You know, okay, yeah, that's another character I gotta throw in there to be memorable. The Drifter. And, you know, spoilers. You are the Drifter. But at the same time, you are the Operator. Oh, man, this is, yeah. That's a whole different other thing to explain that even I wouldn't want to fucking explain, because not only is it spoilers, but it gets really fucking complicated with the Drifter and the Operator. But there is a moment where the Drifter and the Operator are having dinner, and I thought that was epic. I was like, oh, I love this moment. It's so cool. But I will say, I will give them that. New War, for me, was worth it. It was worth preparing for. It turns out I didn't really need to prepare that much for it. I was just over-preparing. But New War was fucking amazing. It was better than Destiny 2's last expansion. Insanely way better than anything released by Destiny from The Taken King afterwards. You know, because I wouldn't say it's better than The Taken King on Destiny 1. But I would say it's even better than Rise of Iron, which is my favorite, one of my favorite Destiny expansions, because my other one's House of Wolves. I love House of Wolves. But House of Wolves is before Taken King. So that's why I say New War is better than anything Bungie's done after Taken King. Easily. And though I thought Rise of Iron was good, but this is totally better than Rise of Iron. It didn't take me 7 hours. It took me like 5 hours, like 5.5 hours. Because I was really taking my time, especially on the stealth parts. And, oh man, what's the name of that place? Fortuna? I was taking my time in Fortuna with the whole stealth thing. And Yeah, I don't know. Just from start to finish, man, that was such a good story. And the pacing was fucking great, even all the way to the final battle at the end. Though it did get repetitive with the fights. I was like, okay, I see. Okay, I'm supposed to have him target me so he can target the bubbles behind me and destroy them. Then he can become vulnerable. They did that a little too much. I was like, okay, come on. This is boring already. Like, at the end of the fight, towards the end, I'm like, oh, this is boring. I mean, I know I have to do this already. But, yeah, whatever. And, if you're curious, I chose Morgulis. Because my friends who were watching the stream were like, well, I chose this one because it's her true form. And I'm like, fuck you guys and your little fucking lore bullshit. I'm going to choose this one because you say it's not her real form. You say it's not who she's supposed to be. So fuck you. I'm going to pick it. Yeah, I picked that one. Also, she's hot too. But yeah, but then after New War, there was like, okay, well, now I got to do Whisper in the Walls or so. I had to do like three more fucking story missions, right? And now I unlock Steel Path. Steel Path is like a new game plus, and everything is harder. I heard many people talking about Steel Path. Actually, one person who was in my stream, who was giving me shit, said, imagine not having Steel Path unlocked. Yeah, and what the fuck is your boyfriend doing? He's carrying you through everything you're doing. He paid for your necromech. He fucking paid for all the frames you're using. You beg people to give you frames and try and use the whole I'm a girl thing. Give me free stuff. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Stupid little shit. But yeah, I get the fucking Steel Path. And it turns out it's a fucking joke. Because no one is playing Steel Path. I figured, oh dude, Steel Path is going to be full of people. Let's fucking go. Like, yeah, it's going to be the harder one. Better rewards and all this shit. There ain't shit there, dude. I had to do a lot of Steel Path stuff solo because everyone's too chicken shit to fucking do Steel Path. Like, the only time I found people, like, constantly in Steel Path is doing the fissures for the relics. The Omni relic or whatever. I forgot what the fuck it's called. It's the one where you can pick any relic you want. There's always people doing that, or the survival one, because everybody's too chicken shit to do anything else. Or probably even capture or exterminate. You'll find people doing that. But nobody's doing really anything across Steel Path. Everybody's too chicken shit, I guess? Because, I don't know. It's more like for fucking steel pussies, I guess? They're like, I even went on a rant on stream saying this. It's like, dude, there's nobody fucking playing this shit, and all you motherfuckers are like, Steel Path this, Steel Path that, and you guys are playing on fucking normal. Like, okay, what the fuck's going on? And this one chick was like, oh, I've always wanted someone to do Steel Path with, and this, and I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. You're full of shit too. But because someone else in chat saw her saying this, he was like, oh, me too. Because he was trying to hook up with this chick, I guess. That when I told her, fuck you, I ain't going to do shit with you. He was like, oh, I got to go. He only joined the group and offered to do Steel Path with me because he thought there was going to be a girl in the group. Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what I was saying too. Warframe players have kind of pretty much disappointed me. Well, that's one of them. The dude was using... Dude, this motherfucker tried to start up a conversation in the Discord targeting her. And I was just like, yo, this dude's obviously targeting you. He's saying everything you were, like, saying you wanted to do yesterday. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to test this. So she gets in voice by herself. Not even a fucking, like, minute later. Probably, like, not even 20 seconds later, the dude's in there right away. It's like, I fucking told you, dude. But of course, there's always going to be these type of fucking horny motherfuckers across every game. All the time. No matter what you fucking play. Yeah, they exist. So, oh, and she's also the one I had to tell, dude, just stop buying me shit for real. So fuck off. But yeah, there's just, oh man, I always run into the fucking weirdos and creeps, right? Every game I fucking play, dude. But there've been other people who've also been in the Twitch chat. And like, there's this one who calls himself a turtle or some shit. And he always says, "Hi, I'm a turtle." And I'm like, okay, that guy's cool. He was giving me advice on the game and mods and mod placing and stuff like that. And or else we got another friend named Maple who's really fucking cool. And he loves shotguns. And he's always giving me tips on like how he runs shotguns and stuff like that. But then there's just people who just want to join you. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm doing this stuff. He's like, oh, I don't mind. I'm like, well, I do mind, but they still just want to join you. And you're making it very clear you want nothing to do with them. Like, oh, you're just, okay, you're a Twitch viewer, cool, thanks. You know, but I kind of want to play with randoms or alone. And they're just here sending you friend requests and they're still bothering you. Like, hey, can I join you? Like, oh my god, dude. Fuck off. And yeah, like, for like the majority, yes, I'll tell you right now. I've been playing online games since fucking 1999, man. And out of all the online communities I've been a part of, Warframe is probably the nicest. I don't think there's a nicer community than this. It does have its share of fucking weirdos and creeps. But that's every game. Every game's gonna have that. And, oh my god, I even ran into, I was like, how long before I ran into the one fucking pervert? Because one of my favorite characters, or one of my favorite frames I like using is Wisp. And the dude tried to, I guess, dry hump my character. And I fucking moved away, and I was just like, oh, so you're single, huh? And the dude fucking went on this crazy shit like, oh, no, yeah, no, I was just messing around. And then later he's like, why should I try to do that to everyone? You know, it's just, it's funny. I was like, I thought this conversation was over. And I was just like, yeah, I'm peacing out, man. Peace. Yeah, again, every game's got its fucking share of perverts. I guess even the people who try to rip you off are fucking nice. Because the game has a player market. It's called Warframe Market. I guess they had to phone in that fucking name. But it's just Warframe Market. Because everybody in the actual trade chat are just fucking stupid. And all fucking toxic, I guess. But it's a website. You go, you make an account. It's real easy. And you list the things in your inventory that you want to sell. And other players will see this and they're like, oh, this person's online. They're selling this for this much. I want to buy it. When they hit the buy button, they then copy the little message, which is they just paste it in the game and it directly messages you saying, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah from Warframe Market. I want to buy this thing for, you know, X Platinum. And then you're like, oh, hi. And then you invite them. And I had one person who I invited and they changed the price. And I'm like, hey, that's not the fucking price I got it listed on. He's like, oh. And I was like, yeah, fuck you. I fucking left the dojo because that's where you make trades, I guess. I guess the only place you can make trades. But I left, well, aside from Baru's Bazaar, but that's it. But I left and he's like, well, you don't want to trade? I was like, dude, you tried to rip me off. Go fuck yourself. I ain't gonna fucking trade with you. And the guy was like, I understand. I'm sorry. And that's it. Oh, like, what the fuck? Even assholes who tried to rip me off are like nice when I tell them why they are fucking garbage. But even then, the trade system is fucking garbage. Dude, the trade system is so fucking garbage. It's like, okay, you want to buy this stuff? Okay, cool. You invite them to the dojo. And then there's kiosks that you have to go to. And when that person's in the dojo, the kiosk will say, this person is available for trade. Then you click on their name, you ask them to trade, they accept, and then there you go. Well, that doesn't happen all the fucking time. People will be in the dojo, but they don't show up in the trade list. And I used to think, okay, maybe this is because of long player sessions. So at first it'd be like, okay, I played for like 16 hours. The person says that whenever they try to invite me, it says I'm offline. Whenever I try and invite them, it just says invitation failed. So I figured out, okay, easy fix, right? You just turn off and turn it on again, right? Log off, log back on. It fixed it. But yesterday I logged in. I wasn't even on for 30 minutes. And somebody who told me they were just on for like not even 30 minutes as well, I wasn't able to see him in the trade list. So he had to come and find the fucking the kiosk, which at the same time, I don't know, Elysium, if you're listening, why the fuck is the trade kiosk on like the fucking second or third floor? Why can't it be in front of the of wherever the fuck it is that we spawn? Because motherfuckers spawn in, they don't see a trade kiosk, these fucking idiots just start running off into any other fucking room, and then you're like, hey, come to the kiosk, and they're like, well, where is that? I'm in like some fucking jungle or like forest. Like, Jesus Christ, dude, people just start fucking going in every fucking direction. But it needs to be visible for anyone. I don't know why the fuck it's up on a fucking area where no one can see it. It's this, that's just the dumbest fucking bullshit. That needs to be changed. But another thing that works is, okay, you know what? I can't see you. Maybe you had to come to the kiosk and then see if you could see me in the trade list, which usually works. Like, oh, I can see you. They send me a trade list, you know, after I put a fucking waypoint on where they should go to use the kiosk. The trade is just, the trade system, it sounds like it works nice, but it's not. It's fucking stupid. Sometimes the person has to leave the fucking dojo and come back. And I know Elysium would say, oh, just tell them to teleport to another room and then back to the fucking trading room. For one, it's stupid to have to tell someone, oh, fucking go to this other room and come back. Okay, how do I do that? Use the teleporter. Where is it at? It was right in front of you when you spawned. Oh, I'm in a fucking room that's a desert. Jesus Christ, dude. I tell you, there's nothing but fucking morons in this fucking game. Well, not all of them, but you know what I mean. Some of them. And then there's the host migration thing. Jesus Christ, that's so fucking annoying, too. You'll be fucking playing. Some fucking asshole's like, you know what? I'm just going to rage quit. And host migration. So it stops everything you're doing. You go back to a loading screen because the fucking host left. So now it's transferring hosts to another player in the group. It does that every time. Oh, you're doing this one mission. You're farming. All right, cool. This guy's done farming. He leaves. Host migration. Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, the host migration thing is really fucking tedious. It's annoying. Again, dude, this is like Destiny all over again. It's a great fucking game. There's a lot to love about it, but there's also a lot that's just so fucking annoying and to hate about it. Just, sadly, Destiny's still better on the lore thing. They released some fucking meme saying, like, look what they have to do just to reach, like, a fraction of our power. And that's because Destiny released hoverboards. I'm like, dude, your game, lore-wise, does not compare to Destiny. It doesn't. When it comes to weapons, it does not compare to Destiny. A lot of Destiny's weapons have, like, really cool, like, I guess you could say, like, personalities that make them different from other weapons, especially their exotics. And it's like, oh, well, this one weapon's just like another one. Yeah, that's why it looks like it. It just comes in a different flavor. One's fire, one's ice, you know. Was it like solar and, I forgot the ice power on Destiny already. Stasis, there we go. And, you know, like with Destiny, you have weapons that stand apart from each other, and it looks just like it. Well, because it performs just like it, it just comes with different perks and it's a different flavor. Or he was like, they reused the Gambit weapons, yeah, but now they gave us into not Stasis, but I forgot the one that we got with Lightfall, the green power. It's like now it comes with that flavor, and that's cool. I like it. I'm fine with that. Plus, I can craft it and add my own perks or whatever. Be selective about what perks I want into the weapon. And with Warframe, there's just very few weapons I've seen that I'm like, oh, this is nice. This is unique. I'm going to keep this. Other than that, most weapons perform the same. Oh, this one just shoots and bursts. That's it. I only keep it if it's like a precursor to another weapon. That's it. Like, you need this weapon to create this other weapon. Okay, I'll do that so I can get the mastery out of that weapon too. And then just sell them. Or like, you know, aka delete them, but you get money for it. But the weapons I've seen that are unique to me is the, I forgot the name of the bow, but it's like an infested bow. You shoot the arrow, and then it creates tentacles that pulls in enemies together, and it does like a toxin fucking explosion, and it kills them. That is like Destiny levels of exotic uniqueness right there. That is a cool weapon. All of Father's weapons in Phobos. Father's weapons are so fucking cool, and they're unique, and they're fun to use. And people will say, what about Incarnans? Dude, Incarnans are just very lazy weapons. They give you a weapon, and it turns into another type of weapon. It's like, okay, what does the Latum do? It's a handgun. Okay, what does it do when it's evolved? It turns into an SMG that shoots rounds that do splash damage. Okay. Is it cool? Yeah, it's cool, but it's still lazy. I think the one Incarnan weapon that I like a lot, that I was like, okay, cool. This is cool because the projectiles look cool. And they look different and they behave differently. They don't just, you just shoot and they make splash damage. And that's the Latrum. The Latrum evolved form. It's like, okay, cool. It's a cool rifle. Does really nice damage. But then when you evolve it, it shoots like these little fucking beautiful glowy orbs that just pierce through enemies, and then they start bouncing off of surfaces. And I was like, holy shit. Now that is cool. That's a cool evolution. It's a cool animation. It's like, okay, this is nice. The Lex. The Lex evolution, it pretty much just turns into a mini Plasmor. And the Plasmor is a shotgun that shoots this, like, fucking plasma Twinkie at enemies. It literally looks like a fucking plasma Twinkie, and it flies at enemies and it pierces. So it goes through enemies, and it also bounces off of surfaces. So again, I pretty much just said, the Latrum does the same thing, but they got unique projectile animations. But yeah, this week when I did the Steel Path circuit, I just wasn't interested in any of the evolved weapons, that I just chose the Riven mod options. Because I was just like, yeah, I'm not feeling those weapons. I don't care about them. I think the only weapons I want evolved that I am going to do Steel Path evolution for is the Xylock, because I love revolvers, and that's a cool futuristic looking revolver, which is why I love hand cannons on Destiny, and Hate. Because I used Hate for the first time yesterday, and I really love that weapon. But yeah, other than that, side stories. Again, Tempestari is my favorite side story. I also really didn't like the Octavia side story. I really love the Octavia side story because, one, I'm a musician. And I really like the whole idea of here's this whole side story, which is short. It was like not even a fucking hour. I don't even think it was 40 minutes. But it was a cute story. And it was all about music. And I loved it. And I felt like, okay, this is one side story I just have to love because I can connect to it. And pretty much my whole life's been about music. So I really, really enjoyed it. And that's pretty much for side quests. because I said everything else before is whatever. But yeah, in the end, again, I thought the new war was worth it. It was majestic. That's what I gotta say. It was just like this grand storytelling. It's like they put all their eggs into that one basket, right? Which is New War. Because everything else around New War is just like, it kind of sucks. Tempestari is cool. You know, I got kind of sad with the ending of that story, so I thought that was nice. Octavia's Anthem, again, just because of music's why I'm being biased towards that. You know, it was a cool mission. I think that's it. But yeah, New War, that was badass. And I think what made New War really good was the Drifter. And the Drifter is the best part of New War. And I really enjoyed it. So yeah. But yeah, you know what? That's all I'm going to have to say on Warframe. And I'm going to continue playing it. It's not a game I'm ever going to quit. Just like I had to come to terms with Destiny 2. I'm never going to quit Destiny. I'm just going to take a vacation from it every now and then. So I think whenever I take a vacation from Destiny, I'll be going to Warframe. So, you know, back and forth. While the Division 2 is always going to remain there. Because I just love the Division 2. It's a solid game. And playing it once a week is just fine right now. Even twice a week, I'm up for that. I just love that game. But yeah, I think I'm already nearing the Warframe burnout. And seeing in just over a month, the new Destiny expansion will be out. And I'll be ready by then. Fuck yeah. I'll be ready to go in and see how the story ends. But yeah. Other than that, Warframe is just right now. It's just get a new frame. Get a new weapon. Level it up. Put it away. Go back to your mainframes. And yeah, my mainframes are Ivera. Ivera Prime. I love going into stealth and just killing everything with melee weapons. And that is just fun. Spy missions became fun with her. I used to hate spy missions, but now that I got infiltration mod, I love spy missions with Ivera. So yeah, Ivera's my favorite, man. I have four, Tau Forged crystals. I think it's Tau Forged. I have four Tau Forged crystals in her, and then one little normal purple crystal. Just because I think, using two Tau Forge to make a big purple crystal for 30%, it's not worth it. I think she's fine with 20%. And that's like giving her the equilibrium ability, right? Where energy orbs give you health, health orbs give you energy. So I think, you know, 20% is fine. So I'm cool with that. But yeah, I made sure she got all the other Tau Forge before anyone else. After that, it's Wisp. Wisp has the second most Tau Forged also. And next, I'm going to be putting Tau Forged crystals into Garuda. And then Revenant. Because yeah, Revenant and Garuda are my favorites after them. And then probably Titania. Because Titania is fun to use. But overall, yeah, my favorite, easily, Ivera. Second favorite, Wisp. Third favorite, it's a tie between Garuda and Revenant. I love them both. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it for my experience with Warframe. And I don't regret anything. I like it. I like it. But, you know, there's always going to be something to complain about. Always. No matter what game you fucking play. Unless it's Hogwarts Legacy. I have nothing, no fucking complaints on that game. I have no... Dude, I know nothing. I knew nothing about the Harry Potter lore. I only played that game because of the combat gameplay that was released a year before. I'm like, dude, the combat looks pretty fucking cool. I'll play that game. I bought that game on release. Dude, I have no complaints with Hogwarts Legacy. Everything was fun. The stories were fun. The side quests were fun. All the fucking characters were lovable. They were all memorable. The combat was just really fucking cool. It looks simple, but yet it makes you feel like a fucking badass. I have no complaints with that game. So I kind of take it back that every game you'll have complaints. For me, yeah, no. Hogwarts Legacy, man, that's a perfect game, dude. Warframe, you know what? I think I would give it less shit if DE were actually just like, we fucking love capitalism. But no, they gotta be anti-capitalist little shills and shit, right? And then you got all these fans who are anti-capitalist themselves saying how much they hate capitalism through their fucking iPhones, right? Fucking morons. But yeah, peace out, you fucking steel pussies.